Diabetes Research and Wellness Foundation. Sexual Health and Diabetes for Women by Professor Catherine Barnard Kelly, PhD, C. Psychol, AF BPSS, BHR Limited. Dr. Daryl Meeking, MB, CHB, MRCP, Portsmouth Hospitals NHS Trust. Professor Diana Naranjo, Stanford University. Staying well until a cure is found. Sexual health and diabetes. Women with diabetes have a higher rate of sexual problems than women without diabetes. The reasons for this are complex, both biological and psychological. Treatments are available, so don't despair. There are many different factors involved. These affect women who have type 1 diabetes, type 2 diabetes, gestational diabetes, or pre-diabetes. If you are taking diabetes medications, these are unlikely to have any impact on sexual function. Having one or more factors can lead to problems, either physically, psychologically, or both. Here's what to look out for. Physical. These are problems that relate to the sexual act itself and may include a reduced sex drive, reduced pleasure from sex, a lack of vaginal lubrication and sensation, a reduced ability to orgasm, or painful sex. Psychological. People with diabetes are at increased risk of depression, anxiety, or other mood disorders. Feeling a loss of attractiveness, loss of self-image, loss of self-esteem, and loneliness or isolation are all common in women with diabetes. These can impact on sexual health. Relationships. Communication with partners and feeling supported is really important when it comes to discussing personal issues such as intimacy and sexual relationships. Body image. Wearing medical devices such as an insulin pump and/or continuous glucose monitor sensor, or lumps, bumps, adhesive residue, or scarring around injection sites can make people feel self-conscious. Even having diabetes can negatively impact the way we see ourselves. Demands of diabetes. Tiredness, inconvenience of treatments or injections, and burden of diabetes management can all get in the way of spontaneity with sex. Let's tackle these in turn. Physical. The use of a vaginal lubricant or water-based gel can be helpful for women who experience a lack of lubrication or who have painful sex. Mechanical aids, such as a vibrator, can give more intense stimulation for those who experience a lack of vaginal sensation or reduced ability to orgasm. Research has also shown that use of an EROS clitoral therapy device can increase blood flow and improve lubrication, sensation, orgasm, and satisfaction. Thrush, cystitis, and genitourinary infection are more common in diabetes and can have negative effects on sexual activity, especially with increased blood glucose levels. It's complicated. Antibiotic treatment for infections can increase susceptibility to vaginal thrush, but your doctor will be able to advise the best solution for you. Antibiotics can also affect the action of the contraceptive pill, and the pill carries a slightly increased risk of developing blood clots. Whilst the use of intrauterine contraceptive devices can increase the risk of womb infection, it is important to talk to your doctor about your available choices of contraception. Psychological. Diabetes is negatively associated with a range of psychological effects for many people. Confidence comes from within, and these feelings can be overcome with the right help. Worries about fertility and pregnancy are natural, but if unaddressed, can lead to sexual and relationship difficulties. Pre-pregnancy care and counseling can help explore and address these concerns. Relationships. Take time to talk with your partner about how you feel and any difficulties you are experiencing sexually. Try to find a time when you won't be interrupted or have to rush away. Write them a note if you feel too uncomfortable or embarrassed to say it out loud. Body image. Let's face it, we are bombarded with unrealistic images every day that can make us feel ugly. Beauty is in the eye of the beholder, and beyond skin deep. So take a good look in the mirror at the beautiful woman you are. Our imperfections make us perfect, so embrace them and smile. You're more gorgeous than you think. However, if body image becomes a pervasive concern or is impeding on your sex life, counseling can also help to address these concerns. Demands of diabetes. Juggling diabetes management alongside other life priorities such as work, children, or other everyday household tasks, taking medications, or calculating insulin injections. Being vigilant with food choices and exercise can be exhausting. It's little wonder sex life can get lost in all of this. Sexual health is important for physical and psychological well-being, so nudge it up the priority list and make time to think about it. Top tips. Seek help. Sexual health is important to your physical and psychological well-being. There are treatments available to help you, so see your GP, nurse, or a member of your diabetes healthcare team. Don't be embarrassed to seek help. If you feel uncomfortable, write down the questions you have, your symptoms, and how you feel, and hand the paper to the doctor to save having to say it out loud. Optimize blood glucose in line with targets set with your healthcare team. UK guidelines say aim for the target of 48 millimoles per mole or 6.5% HbA1c if you have type 1 or type 2 diabetes, whilst US guidelines are 58 millimoles per mole or 7.5% HbA1c. Check with your healthcare team as they might suggest a different target for you. Make sure your blood pressure and cholesterol are managed effectively. Check with your healthcare team about your targets. Counseling. Seeking professional support for psychological issues can help you explore the underlying causes and find solutions that can work for you. Join a support group of others living with diabetes and see what you could try that has worked for others. More information. College of Sexual and Relationship Therapists, COSRT. Website www.cosrt.org.uk. Diabetes Research and Wellness Foundation, DRWF, Building 1000, Langstone Park, Havant PO9 1SA. Telephone 023 9263 7808. Website www.drwf.org.uk. Diabetes Sisters, 1112 West Broughton Road, number 180, Bolingbrook, Illinois 60440. Website diabetessisters.org. Email info@diabetessisters.org. With thanks to Renza Shibilia, Anna Morris, Nicole Johnson and Mandy Grosvenor for their collaboration, and to all the ladies who participated in our research underpinning this leaflet. The Diabetes Research and Wellness Foundation works towards educating, informing and reminding you of the best and healthiest choices to make. If you would like to become part of our diabetes wellness community, visit our website for more details, www.drwf.org.uk. DRWF Building 1000, Langstone Park, Havant, Hampshire, PO9 1SA. Telephone 023 9263 7808. Email inquiries@drwf.org.uk. Registered charity number 1070607. Registered in England, company number 034-96304. Company limited by guarantee. Trusted information creator, Patient Information Forum. PIVTIC is the only independently assessed UK quality mark for trusted health information. It is operated by the Patient Information Forum. Source references can be provided on request. All details correct at time of print. Version 2.0. Published June 2025. Due to be reviewed within 3 years of publication date. Printed by Holbrooks Printers Limited, Portsmouth, Hampshire, UK.